Now, to compound infamy with infamy, headline. They just had their big... This is how much things have changed. This is how drastic and dramatic the changing scene of broadcast television, of how it has changed, just so dramatically. It used to be that in July of any given year, the television networks, the big three then, ABC, CBS, and NBC, would have this television, it was the Hollywood TV Press Writers Guild convention, basically. And the networks would send the representatives from each studio would go to this convention, and they would go with the stars of the shows would show up, and they would roll out new shows that were going to debut in September during the fall season. And then there'd be little press conferences, and reporters could ask questions, and you watch trailers of the new shows that were coming out. That was then. Of course, this is during the days of the A-Team and the Love Boat. Today, Netflix has its own rollout. And it basically did the same thing. They're going to spend $8 billion on programming, on original programming this year by the time 2018 is done. Now, there are two ways to look at that. First way is, wow, what an investment that is. Must be a lot of people. They must be trying to attract a lot of people to watch Netflix. Second way to look at it is, wow, people have that much Boobus Americana's time on their hands to incessantly and perpetually watch new television series that never end. They just keep going on and on and on. And if people are doing that full time, what else aren't they doing then? One way to look at it, right? So now in the tour that has just occurred, or the display, or whatever the hell you want to call it, we get this headline. Netflix announces series about Jesus reincarnated as a 12-year-old boy. Where, oh, where to start with this blasphemy, heresy? I don't even know what to call it. I'm so dumbfounded by it. First of all, it's Eastern mystics that believe in the heresy of reincarnation, that they come back as cows, for example, like the Hindus won't eat cat, won't eat beef, because they think they're going to come back as a cow, and they don't want to be eating their family members. Reincarnation, there's no part of reincarnation other than God using his power through a saint to raise someone for the dead. That's not a reincarnation. That's a miracle. It's an act of God. There's a big difference there. The very idea that the Redeemer of the world needs Eastern mystic reincarnation to come back, that God himself needs reincarnation or must use Eastern mystic heresy to return, as he promised that he would, is itself heretical. To make an entire television show out of it, and then to mock the story of the Gospels. This kid walks, he goes to parties, they run out of wine, no big deal. I'll change your tap water into wine. He's a walking, talking Ernest and Julio Gallo. Bravo, Netflix, what a great thing you've done. Now, if you think I'm making this up, is that a trailer or is that just an ad for the Jesus You know, I saw the name of the show is Jupiter something or other. So, Father John, it's called American Jesus. We got us American Jesus. Yeah! We got us American Jesus. Hey, I wonder if he'll be carrying around a KJV or a Douay Rheims copy of the Bible.